This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture with me, Lim Soo Ann, and Tisha Wick is joining me in the studio today. So last Thursday, a comment made by the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Hishamuddin Hussein, at a bilateral meeting in China, sent Twitterjaya into a frenzy. So during his speech, Hishamuddin said, and I quote, "You will always be my big brother," and he specifically said "Daka" in Mandarin. So that quote received widespread criticisms from academics, politicians, and the rakyat. But why was that statement so controversial? We'll be discussing that in a bit.
Yes. So do tell us what you thought of that little bit of news that was much discussed over last week. You can tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899.
Yes. So as I just mentioned, you know, clips of Hishamuddin's remarks, which he made during a press conference on Thursday following a bilateral meeting in Fujian, that garnered negative reactions from many Malaysians on social media, think tankers and other Malaysian politicians. So in the video, which has since gone viral, the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Malaysia says, and I quote, "You will always be my elder brother." So in response, Wang Yi, who is the China's China's Minister of Foreign Affairs, can be heard saying off camera, "We are quote unquote, we are brothers."
Yes. So following the video, many critics, including opposition leader Anwar Ibrahim, said that he was perplexed by the remark, and Anwar specifically urged Hishamuddin to retract his statement immediately. I quote here Anwar's response: "This is not the language and style that should be used in the diplomatic world and international relations, as it seemingly implies Malaysia is a puppet to a foreign power. The minister should immediately apologize to the Malaysian rakyat and withdraw his tactless remarks." So that was the quote from Anwar.
Criticisms also came firing from academic circles. So Ivy Quek, who is the research director of the think tank REFSA, which stands for Research for Social Advancement, she was the one who posted the video that has since garnered more than 330,000 views. And she said, and I quote, "The foreign minister's comments were a huge disservice to foreign policy. Instead of telling China that we want to be treated with respect and on equal footing, our foreign minister chose to appear subservient and to appease."
And then in a joint statement, a number of other academics said that the use of such a term is inappropriate in Malaysia's foreign policy direction. They said that the foreign ministry should explain to Malaysians the use of the term big brother or elder brother, as it could be interpreted as China being a protectorate of Malaysia and that Malaysia will bow to China. And both countries have various overlapping claims involving the issue of sovereignty. So that was a joint statement signed by REFSA coordinator Fakhrazi Rashid from Strategic Studies and International Relations Researcher Groups Ahmad Muzi Idam Adnan, and also University of Malaysia Sarawak International Studies alumnus Muhammad Arif Muhammad Nizam.
Yeah, so in response to the criticisms, Foreign Minister Hishamuddin Hussein said that the quote-unquote big brother remark, which she had used during the conference, wasn't referring to China as a country, nor our bilateral relations with them, but rather he said it was a personal comment from him towards Wang Yi. So, to quote Hishamuddin here, "The phrase I used was not referring to our bilateral relations, as strong ties between Malaysia and China are based on mutual trust and equality, respecting that Wang Yi is older and a more senior foreign minister, hence he's elder brother to me personally."
Yeah, but you know, a lot of people did not accept the reasoning that Hishamuddin gave. And coming back to Anwar Ibrahim again, he said the foreign minister's attempt to downplay his comment illustrates a lackadaisical understanding of diplomacy, strategy, ASEAN politics and China in the Perikatan Nasional Cabinet. And then another a former minister weighed in. This is former Foreign Minister Anifa Aman. So he told the incumbent, he told Hishamuddin to admit the error in making such a comment instead of making it worse by disputing it. So Anifa said in a statement, "In regard to this, simply put, my comment is Hishamuddin has committed a diplomatic faux pas. The phrase used was not only inappropriate, but had clearly put Wang in a difficult and embarrassing position. Wang's body language said it all, and he quickly uttered the phrase, "We are brothers." Anifa went on to say, "After all, as the saying goes, diplomacy is the first line of defense. Instead of arguing and trying to justify such a wrong choice of phrase, Hishamuddin should have just accepted that he committed a diplomatic faux pas."
Yeah, so some Malaysians also took to social media and pointed out that Hishamuddin's statement can be seen as hypocritical and doesn't mirror the political narratives that are pushed inside the country. So for example, some social media users asked, you know, why would we easily call a supposedly communist and authoritarian state Big Brother, but then aggressively criticize communism in our own political scene? Other people also pointed out that it's a little strange that a Malaysian politician would show that amount of quote-unquote respect to China without extending the same token to the Malaysian Chinese people in the country. Now, we do have to point out that many observers of foreign policy have made it clear that it was otherwise a very fruitful bilateral visit for Hishamuddin, apart from this bit of controversy that came out from the video.
And even that controversy itself, there is a lot to unpack there. So we're going to get Ivy Quek, Research Director of REFSA, to join us right now to walk us through it. Good to have you with us on the show today, Ivy. So it was your tweet that really kind of blew up and brought a lot of attention to what the Minister of Foreign Affairs said during that press conference. Now, why did you react negatively to that term, elder or big brother?
Well, when I first saw the video, I thought that it was a little inappropriate for the minister to use that term, because as you know, the term 大哥 in Mandarin, which can be translated either as elder brother or big brother, it denotes a relationship that is not on an equal footing, that one party is superior than the others. So when the foreign minister said that, I felt that it was inappropriate because it reinforced the idea that we are dealing with a giant. As we know, it is true that China is a bigger country than us, but it does not mean that we should appear different or even subservient to it. So I don't think that really bodes well for our country's image, and for that matter, not for China as well, which is why I think we saw in the video clip that the Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi was very quick to correct him and say that we are brothers, because that statement would denote a more equal relationship between Malaysia and China. So yeah, I mean, to be completely honest, when I first posted it, it was more out of a personal rant. As an observer of international relations, I just thought that it sends out the wrong message, but it quickly blew up. I guess that my sentiment was shared with a lot of Malaysians as well.
So for context, Ivy, what exactly is Malaysia's relationship with China as far as foreign policy is concerned?
I mean, we have had a very good relations with China. China is important to us economically and as a neighbour. China has been our largest trading partner for 12 years. And also, interestingly, last year, ASEAN as a bloc actually also took over EU as China's largest trading partner. And we know that Malaysia is also plays a very important role in China's BRI projects. But going back a little bit on the histories, Malaysia was actually the first ASEAN country that established diplomatic relations with China in 1974. And this was even as our country were fighting the communist insurgency. So it was extremely significant that we opened the doors to China. And Malaysia actually also hosted the first ASEAN-China meeting in 1997 when we were the ASEAN chair, and it was held in Kuala Lumpur. So I think that that is a very significant, and that was certainly taken into account even until today in our relations with China. China really appreciate this gesture of Malaysia towards the friendly gesture towards China. But at the same time, it's not all rainbow and sunshine. Obviously, we also have issues and resolve issues with China, particularly on the issues of South China Sea. We have seen many intrusions of Chinese vessels in our waters. We can refer to the Auditor General's report on this one, that says that from 2018 to 2019, there was at least 89 intrusions by Chinese boats. So we also see increasing assertiveness of China in South China Sea. Last year, we saw the standoff of our ship, between our ship and also China's vessels. So these are certainly very thorny issues that we need to resolve in a peaceful manner with China.
All right. So on that note, we do need to go for a very quick break. Ivy, please stay on the line with us. So we're speaking with Ivy Quek, Research Director of REFSA, on the controversy surrounding the Big Brother comment made by the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Hishamuddin Hussein, at a bilateral meeting last Thursday. So you can share your thoughts with us and weigh in by tweeting us at BFM Radio, or you can also WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. We'll be right back after a few messages. Keep it here on The Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. Welcome back to The Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture with me, Lim Soo Ann, and Ti Xiao Ik. Now, on the line with us today is Ivy Quek, Research Director of REFSA. So we are discussing the controversy surrounding the Big Brother comment that was made by the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Hishamuddin Hussein. And this was this comment was made during the bilateral meeting in China, which happened last Thursday.
So before the break, Ivy, you pointed out that Malaysia does have a mostly healthy relationship with China, and we also do want to continue improving trade and investment relations with China, right? So why, you know, some might ask, why is it wrong to use terms like Big Brother to build rapport with China?
Well, I think that it would have been fine if we referred to them as brothers. As you say, it is not unheard of, and it has certainly been used in the diplomatic speak between Malaysia and China before. I just think that the term "pakar" is not a very carefully thought of word, precisely because of the sensitivity that we have just discussed earlier. The fact that China is a bigger country and we have a good but also delicate relationship to maintain with them. So I would be more careful to use a more neutral term to describe our relationship with them. I think it's also important to actually signal that even though Malaysia is a smaller country, but we do have our own agency to decide what is good for our country and to act for the best interest of our country. So that is a very important point that we need to stress when dealing with other power, especially bigger powers.
You know, Ivy, is language and vocabulary really that important in foreign diplomacy and international relations, particularly when it comes to speeches? I mean, some might argue that the negotiations that go on behind the scenes are the ones that matter the most at the end of the day.
Yeah, I would argue that it is not a small matter. It is a signals, and it is every gesture matters in diplomacy. And when the foreign minister stand on that on the stage that day, he mm-hmm. is representing Malaysia, and he's not just representing himself. So yes, we have seen that some diplomats have tried this kind of a more soft diplomacy, but it's usually done under a very special circumstances. For example, we have seen Obama and Justin Trudeau is famous for their bromance sort of relationship. But I think that's because it is very clear that they share a very close personal bond, and it was done with a lot of tact as well. Mm. And likewise, I think that former US President Trump, he is well known for doing a very strong handshake to sort of signify his strongman diplomacy. So I would say that, you know, everything that is being said on a sort of this kind of platform, especially from our country's top diplomat, do matter, and it does carry a message.
Now, Ivy, China is a communist and authoritarian country, right? Does this add an extra layer of complexity to the situation? You know, would appearing subservient to China impact our democracy in any way, or does it not matter?
I think from a foreign relations point of view, it is not an issue for us to have a relations with country of any political system. I think that the point of contention here, which is pointed out by a lot of people on Twitter that I saw, is that despite wanting to appear warm and charming to a to a country that practices a communist system. But at the same time, there are so much rhetorics domestically, you know, towards certain political parties and using, accusing them as communists and doing that for a political purpose. I think that it is this kind of this irony that really, really annoys a lot of people, and it really points out that the hypocrisies.
Okay, so Hishamuddin has come out and said that he wasn't referring to China, but instead to Wang Yi, the foreign minister of China, when he used the phrase Big Brother. Does that make a difference? Is it normal for ministers to refer to their international counterparts as Big Brother or etc. in personal conversations?
Yeah, I think that as we said just now, it is not unheard of, but it has to be done in very special circumstances and has to be done very carefully and with intention and not just, you know, for fun. And also, I think that we kind of expect the foreign minister to be able to actually portray Malaysia in a better light. I think that especially when on an official trip like that, it is important that we show that Malaysia, we do have our own agency and we want to be negotiating on an equal footing.
So Ivy, for those listening who may not know, right, could you explain why is foreign policy important?
Well, foreign policy is important because it is about presenting ourselves at the international stage. It is about defending our country's best interests. It is about keeping our country safe. And it's also about projecting our influence as a country. I mentioned a few times about Malaysia being a smaller country, but being a smaller country does not mean that we are powerless, that we cannot do anything. And as a matter of fact, we are not exactly a very small country either. We are actually also more like a middle power. And there are so much potential that we can realize as a middle power on an international stage. So I think that I would like to see that we take foreign policy a bit more seriously, that our country actually spend more resources in our foreign ministries, and instead of being inward looking all the time, we actually look out to the world and ask ourselves what kind of position, what kind of role can Malaysia play given the current global situation that is very complicated and is going to be increasingly complex for our country but also for the region.
So when it comes to foreign policy, what should Malaysia's direction be moving forward? What should we focus on?
So we can see that geopolitics are becoming more and more uncertain. We have seen a lot of great power competitions, especially between US and China. We saw it in trade wars. We saw it in many different circumstances. So I think the question we have to ask is, as a small country, as a middle power, what can Malaysia do to help to make sure that we can navigate these relations, this geopolitical situation in the best manner possible? I also think that we need to think ourselves. I know that our country is we practice neutrality, and I think we should continue to practice neutrality. But neutrality does not mean being passive. So I think that for our foreign policy, we should not just be a bystander on the international stage. We need to think about what are the things that we can do, what are the issues that we should champion. And I think in the past, Malaysia has done a lot of good work, especially on the issue of Palestine, that we take a very strong stance in solidarity with Palestine at UN level. So we know that there are so many issues that are happening in our region right now, especially as we all know the issue of Myanmar and the issue of Rohingyas. So we need to be activist neutrality is what we need to practice. So being neutral, but at the same time, also being neutral with a purpose and speaking up on issues that matter when it is time for us to speak up.
All right. Thank you so much for speaking with us today, Ivy. We've been speaking to Ivy Quek, Research Director of REFSA, and we were discussing the controversy surrounding the elder brother comment, or, you know, Hishamuddin Hussein, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, referring to China's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Wang Yi, as Da Ke. And he made this comment during the bilateral meeting in China last Thursday.
And that's all that we have for you today here on The Daily Digest. So, you know, you can look us up on Facebook at BFM The Bigger Picture to drop us a message if you'd like to get in touch. But if you've missed any part of today's Daily Digest, you can download the podcast on bfm.my/dailydigest on the BFM app or wherever else you get your podcast from. Coming up at 3 p.m. on Earth Matters, Juliet Jacobs will be speaking to Mary Ruth Lau and Dr. Siren Wong about bats. Now, a lot of people are afraid of bats, or they dislike bats, but and this really, you know, impacts their conservation efforts. So Juliet will be finding out about a new study which aims to shine the spotlight on more positive beliefs and cultural perceptions regarding bats from across the Asia-Pacific region. And hopefully, you know, this will get more people on the side of these tiny ecosystem warriors. So you want to catch that after the news bulletin at 3 p.m. That is all from us here on The Daily Digest today. This has been The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.